Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 4th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Tensions in the Middle East rose again after the U.S. military shot down an Iranian drone approaching an American aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. U.S. Central Command said an F-35C fighter jet launched from the USS Abraham Lincoln destroyed the drone after it flew toward the ship with what officials called unclear intent. The carrier was about 500 miles from Iran's coast, and no U.S. personnel or equipment were damaged. The incident comes as Washington increases its military presence in the region while pushing Tehran toward nuclear talks. White House officials say diplomacy remains the priority, though military options are still on the table. Iran has not commented on the downing, as negotiations between the two sides are expected later this week. Another news. Thousands of documents linked to Jeffrey Epstein have been taken down by the U.S. Justice Department after victims said their identities were exposed. Lawyers representing survivors said flawed redactions in millions of newly released files revealed names, email addresses, and even explicit images, putting victims at risk. The DOJ acknowledged the errors, blaming technical and human mistakes, and said all flagged documents were removed for further review. Survivors described the release as deeply re-traumatizing, with some reporting threats after personal details were made public. The documents were released under a law requiring disclosure of Epstein-related records. The department says it is continuing to audit files to ensure proper redaction, as outrage grows over what lawyers call a historic breach of victim privacy. Around the world, Colombian President Gustavo Petro met U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House on Tuesday, marking their first in-person talks after months of sharp tensions. The closed-door meeting focused on drug trafficking, Venezuela, security cooperation, and deportation flights. Relations had deteriorated after Petro criticized U.S. military actions and immigration policies, while Trump accused Colombia of failing to curb cocaine exports. The tone softened after a recent phone call described by officials as cordial. Ahead of the meeting, Colombia extradited a major drug lord to the U.S., signaling cooperation. Both leaders publicly struck a conciliatory tone, with Petro emphasizing a shared goal of fighting drug trafficking. Observers say the talks could reset relations, though deep political differences remain. Another news. Russia carried out what Ukraine described as its most powerful attack of the year on the country's energy infrastructure, leaving hundreds of thousands without heating in freezing temperatures. Ukrainian officials said dozens of missiles and hundreds of drones struck power plants and residential areas overnight as temperatures plunged toward minus 20 degrees Celsius. President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Moscow of deliberately targeting civilians and undermining diplomatic efforts ahead of renewed peace talks. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, visiting Kyiv during the strikes, said the attacks showed Russia was not serious about negotiations. Russia's defense ministry confirmed a massive strike on energy facilities. The assault deepens Ukraine's winter hardship and raises questions about the prospects for meaningful talks to end the war. Another news. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the most prominent son of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, has been shot dead at his home, according to relatives. A family member said four armed men stormed his residence after disabling surveillance cameras and killed him. Saif al-Islam was once seen as his father's heir apparent and played a key role in Libyan politics before the 2011 uprising. He was later sentenced to death in absentia by a Libyan court and charged by the International Criminal Court over alleged crimes against humanity. In recent years, he had largely faded from public view, despite attempting a political comeback in 2021. His killing adds another layer of instability to Libya's long-running political turmoil. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening.